این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The Kaaba that has been established for uprising should be devoted to gathering to seek this end and secure the interests of people in this holy place. Darting stone at the big and small devils should be done in the stations. Merely being custodian of the house and serving water to the Hujjaj and the mere edifice of the Masjid al-Haram do not suffice to reach the purpose behind Hajj.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in a saying says that, "We want to show the whole world that the supernatural powers can be defeated with the power of faith." Again, the saying of him is related to his sayings about the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. You see, again, beautifully, as a mystic, as a person who is a good servant of God, tries to attribute everything, every power, to the only power of God on the scene of the existence. And he says that every power can be defeated with the power of faith. It doesn't matter that you are few or plenty, but if you believe in the power of the faith, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be victorious. It's very strange that most of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's sayings with regard to the revolution and the Islamic revolution and victory of Iranian nation in that revolution of 1979 runs around the power of God. For those who have been living in Iran and know the literature of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, they can easily prove me that Imam rahmatullah alayhi always was saying that whatever goodness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you believe in the power of faith and religion, then nothing can stand in front of you.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Actually, examining the history of the Islamic Revolution shows that the first slogan that Imam rahmatullah alayh raised and others followed was the issue of the revival of Islam. So he saw this power of faith and having the belief in the religion and faith as something that defeats all the power. Actually, in his literature, there is no defeat. You cannot interpret any defeat in his literature. He says, both ways are victory for us. Either we got martyred, even if in the beginning of this revolution, in case all the Muslims, in case all the Iranians and the whole nation, but got martyred, it was a victory in the culture and in the literature of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. And in case they were victorious as they were, I mean, and they expelled the king of the country from the country. So it is, again, a kind of victory. So the reason that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi focuses on the revival of Islam and revival of Islamic beliefs among the people is to make them familiar and is to tell them, to remind them that this is the power of faith, this is the power of religion that makes you get prosperous, that gives you this power to stand in front of the arrogant powers. And there is no power higher and above this power if you have this belief. I think those who have been following this series of sessions about the sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah about the revolution, Islamic revolution, they will approve that in all of his sayings, he wants to attribute this victory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his literature, there is no concept of defeat. Defeat has no base in his literature. And he says, whatever we did is victory. And whatever we gained was victory again.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.